What do you do when your world just totally turns upside down? When life as you know it is interrupted and messed up. Maybe it's a bad report from the doctor. Maybe it's a car accident. Maybe you lose your job. What do you do when your life is totally turned upside down? Psalm 34, there is a subscription detailing when this psalm was written. Backstory of Psalm 34 is 1 Samuel 21 and 22. Young David, who has been anointed as the future king of Israel, is on the run because the current king, King Saul, is jealous over David killing his 10,000 and Saul killing his thousands. He's jealous, so he's on the run. Fear caused David not to make the wisest of decisions. And a lot of times when we are on the run because of fear, we do not make the greatest of choices. So he's running from Saul. He runs down to the Philistines. And he runs down to the city of Gath. You remember what or who was from Gath? Goliath of Gath. So he's just killed their hero. He's running from Saul out of fear. He runs to the Philistines and he runs to Gath. It would be like Benjamin Netanyahu seeking to hide out in Tehran, Iran. Not very much later, David is recognized. And the government officials come on and the soldiers come on him. And he's afraid. He's fearful. So what does he do? And all this is 1 Samuel 21. He acts like he's mad. Not angry. He acts like he's crazy. He's acting like he's lost his mind. He's scratching the door. Drool is running out his face. He could have probably won the Best Actor Award. Because he fooled the Philistines. And they kicked him out of their land. David flees to the cave of Adullam. And here in the cave of Adullam, he writes Psalms 34. And I just want to encourage you, what do you do when life's not just peaches and cream? When it's difficult, when it's hard, when it's unjust, when it seems that it's just not fair? What do you do? Five principles to remember in the difficult days of life. Sermon, I'm entitled, and I'm very well aware of the time. Not too worried about it, but I'm very well aware of the time. Sermon, I'm entitled, Perpetual Praise. First truth, what do you do? Notice Psalms 34, what it says. I will bless. Root word of bless is the means to kneel. I can see David, the future king, on his knees, hands lifted high. What is he doing? He's blessing the Lord. He's praised. To bless the Lord is an act of adoration. It's to praise the Lord. It's to reverence the Lord. It's to respect God. It's not just saying nice things about God. It's focusing on his greatness. It's focusing on his majesty. It's focusing on his power. You say, how can a mere mortal bless God? God is eternally blessed. How can we add anything to him? When you bless God, you're recognizing him for who he is. You're recognizing the obvious that he is eternal, that he is all-powerful. We're reminding ourselves of his greatness. We're not adding anything to God because nothing can be added to God. We are preaching literally a sermon to ourselves of how great our God is. Look at verse 2. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. Boast is related to hallelujah. We brag about a lot of things. He's saying, brag about our Lord. Now, my wife, God bless her righteous soul, I was kind of hoping she would be in children's church today, but she's not in children's church today. She likes to wear Georgia Bulldog clothes, and I don't mind that because I wear Georgia Bulldog clothes too. But when we go out in public, if she sees somebody else with another outfit, Georgia Bulldog outfit, she starts barking at them. And I was like, Tracy, honey, not everybody is as fired up about college football as you are. Just tone it down. And then if she sees a Florida Gator person or an Alabama person, it sometimes it's not even barking. Sometimes it gets a whole lot worse. That's what it's saying. Boast in the Lord. In times of difficulty, don't complain. Don't bellyache. Boast. Brag on the Lord. Number one, the purpose of praise. Number two, notice the promise of praise. See the first two words? I will. David makes a personal pledge to praise the Lord no matter what. He says, I've done it wrong. Now I'm going to do it right. Things aren't going well for me, so therefore, I'm going to do what I should have already done. I will bless the Lord. He is personally determined. He doesn't care if he's all alone. He doesn't care if he's ridiculed. He's saying, it's almost as if he's putting his hand on the Bible. That's the idea that he's carrying. He's saying, hey, in times of difficulty, if things get better or if things continue to get worse, I will. You can count on me. I will bless the Lord. Praise is a choice. David chose, in this cave, not going to focus on my problems. I'm going to focus on my God. Not going to focus on the things that have gone bad. I'm going to focus on the things that my God is to me. Number two, the promise praise. I will. Scripture says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. Imagine if we were to change our vernacular from complaining, from cursing, from griping, to praising. When things go bad, what do? We gripe. We complain. We belly it. He says, hear ye, hear ye. I don't know what y'all going to do. I'm going to bless the Lord. Number two, the promise of praise. Look at number three. The person of praise. I will bless. See, Lord is all caps. That's God's personal covenant name in Hebrew, Yahweh. This is the name God revealed to Moses at the burning bush in Exodus 3. Who shall I say sent me? And he said, tell them, I am that I am sent thee. He's saying, the most sacred name for God in the Old Testament, I'm going to bless him. The great I am, his eternal existence, his faithfulness to his promises, his special relationship to Israel. When David says, I will bless the Lord, he's saying, I will bless the supreme being of the world. That's not King Saul. That's not the king of the Philistines. Hey, I will bless. If you look at Psalm 34, here's what he does. He goes through, it's an acrostic. And for every letter of the Hebrew alphabet, that's what he does with every verse except for the last one. And he says, A, I'm going to bless the Lord. But in the Hebrew alphabet, B, I'm going to give it. And throughout the whole, he is blessing the Lord. That's intentional praise. So that he's going through the Hebrew outfit so that he could remember, hey, A, here's what I'm blessing the Lord for. B, here's what I'm blessing the Lord for. C, here's what I'm blessing the Lord. So he could remember it. And so he could share it with others. Imagine if our mouth changed so we were just flowing out praises and blessings to God Almighty. Number three, the person of praise. Number four, notice the permanence of praise. Verse 1, I will bless the Lord. Next three words. At all times. In every situation. Under every circumstance. Before, in the middle of, and after trials. In the bright days, in the dark nights. I will bless the Lord at all times. David was saying, I am never satisfied with praising the Lord enough. He said, no. I'm just going to continue to praise the Lord. The Lord's praise. Look at this. This is huge. The Lord's praise shall, look at the second part of the verse. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I love you. Some of these Baptists, some of these Quakers, some of these Methodists, Presbyterians, and all the other ones, they're good at praising the Lord in their heart where nobody can see it. I'm getting all that emotion stuff. I'm going to bless the Lord inwardly. Not David. His praise shall continually, at all times, continually be in my, had to get into his heart before it got to his mouth. He says it's going to overflow. I'm not a secret agent, Christian. No. I'm letting everybody know I'm all in for the Lord Jesus. And when things are going my way and when things are totally against me, I'm praising the Lord Jesus. I can't find that he got a hanky and he was waving his hanky, but I kind of think he might have been doing that. We hear, some of us more than others, profanity often amongst coworkers. There's a couple people that I am in relationship with when I'm around them. They try to control their cussing. But they still cuss. It's continually in their mouth. And they'll, I'm sorry. I'll say, hey, why don't you start paying me $1 every time you say a cuss word? So that would be too expensive. Look, if we can continually use profanity in our mouth, isn't it a whole lot better to continually to bless the Lord with our mouth? The permanence of praise. At all times, continually in my mouth. Look at the last one. Power of praise. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Verse 1. David's praise was verbal and it was vocal. Look at verse 2. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. So here's what happened. David, in the midst of crisis and turmoil, said, I'm going to praise Jesus. I'm going to praise the Lord. And it started spreading. Praise, you know, is contagious. They say, what are you so happy about? And look at verse 2. My soul shall make her host. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Look at verse 3. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. He's singing. He's praising. He's raising his hands. And they're saying, what you so excited for, future king? He said, come on. Magnify the Lord with me. And then look at the last part. Let us exalt his name together. It was contagious. He turned a cave into a camp meeting. Amen? He turned a place of running and hiding into a place of church and celebration by praise. Now, what's happened? So notice this. Notice this. Running for his life. Death was on the horizon. He is separated from his children, separated from his wife, all alone with the rejects of society. And in that moment, he's saying, I'm going to do something about this. I'm going to praise the Lord. And he starts praising. And these rejects of society that are hanging out with him, they start praising him as well. Look what happens. Look at verse 4. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me. Notice what it says. From all my fears. Look at verse 6. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. You say, hey, I need help in my time of difficulty. You know what you do? You start praising. Look what happened. Delivered him out of all his troubles. Look at verse 17. The righteous cry. The Lord hears, delivers them out of all their troubles. The devil has sold us a lie. Oh, when things are bad, cuss. When things are bad, complain. When things are bad, blame somebody else. Best thing you can do when things are bad. Bless the Lord. Praise the Lord. Lift high his name, because then the presence of the Lord sweeps in. Look at verse 19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord, hallelujah, all of you need to get some hankies. But the Lord delivers him out of them. Do you see that? All four verses. Verse 4, delivers them from all my fears. Verse 6, saves from all my troubles. Verse 17, he hears and delivers from all the troubles. Verse 19, the Lord delivers from all my afflictions. Here's what happens. Praise opens the door for God's presence to move in. That's what happens with the three Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace. They're walking around, trusting and praising God, and God shows up. So is your world turned upside down? You say, death is on the horizon. You say, I don't know if I'm going to get out of here without declaring bankruptcy. Can I give you the best thing that you can do? Get you a hanky and start blessing the Lord. Start praising the Lord. Yahweh, the all-powerful. Hey, you say, but I don't know how many days I have left. However many days you have left, just bless the Lord. Don't be complaining. Don't be belly aching. Don't be blaming. Bless the Lord. Praise opens the door for God's presence. When we praise God, we are inviting God into our situation and into our scenario. And when God shows up in our situation, in our scenario, he brings life. He brings hope. He brings peace. He brings himself. So you need help? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Somebody asked Charles Spurgeon, how can you handle all that you're facing and still have a positive attitude? Here's what Spurgeon said. First thing I do in the morning is I get up and I praise the Lord. He said the last thing I do at night before I go to bed is I praise the Lord. And what I try to do between those two points is bless the Lord as much as I can throughout the day. How do I handle all that I handle? Blessing the Lord. That's what Psalm 34:1 says. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I heard about an old boy, had a coffee cup, had in the bottom of the cup the word Ebenezer. And every morning he would start off his day with his cup of coffee. Coffee will kill you, by the way. But he would start off every morning with his cup of coffee. And when he was finished with the cup of coffee, staring him in the face was the word Ebenezer. You know what Ebenezer means, right? Hitherto has the Lord helped us. He started his morning blessing the Lord. All right? You with me? Here's the invitation. It's Sunday. Next Sunday. 7 days. Will you make a commitment today? I'm going to bless the Lord. First thing I'm going to do in the morning is I'm just going to bless the Lord. His praise is going to continually be in my mouth. Last thing I'm going to do when I go to bed, I'm going to bless the Lord. And I'm going to try to put in as much praise of the Lord during the day when things are going great this week. And when my cell phone is bugging the daylights out of me, I'm going to bless the Lord. His praise shall continually. You say, preacher, you know I'm going to see family on Thursday, right? I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise. Your family needs to see you bless the Lord. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Next 7 days. Here's the invitation. I want you to make a commitment. I'm starting off my day. I'm ending my day, and I'm going to fill my day in between with blessing the Lord. And I'm not going to let corrupt communication proceed out of my mouth. So every time I got the inkling to complain, every time I got the itch to say something I shouldn't, Jesus, help me right now. I need a lot of help. I will bless the Lord. His praise shall continually be in my mouth.